This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Large explosions hit Gaza as Israel pummeled the enclave as night fell on Sunday. Gaza's health ministry said 266 Palestinians, including 117 children, had been killed by Israeli airstrikes in the past 24 hours, with Israel keeping up daily bombings that have devastated swaths of heavily urbanized Gaza. Palestinians said they received renewed Israeli military warnings to move from Gaza's north to the south to avoid the deadliest theater of the war. Most of the dead from airstrikes over the past 24 hours were in Gaza's south, Gaza's health ministry said. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States is ready to protect U.S. personnel in the Middle East should the Israel-Hamas war escalate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
We don't want to see our forces or our personnel come under fire, but if that happens, we're ready for it.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press says the White House is in close contact with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
It's vitally important that every measure be taken to protect civilians, that humanitarian assistance gets in to people who are caught in this crossfire.
And says 10 Americans are still unaccounted for.
We have a pretty strong idea that some number of the 10, at least, are being held in Gaza by Hamas.
He says negotiations continue into getting more hostages released. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis and U.S. President Joe Biden discussed the Israel-Hamas conflict and other wars in a telephone conversation on Sunday, the Vatican said. The conversation lasted about 20 minutes and, quote, focused on conflict situations in the world and the need to identify paths to peace.